Thanks for joining me this week on Connector Radio and the Tech of Sports. And a great guest this week. I'd like to introduce you as my eyes to Chris Madden, co-founder of Matchnode, a digital marketing agency specializing in paid social advertising, which is unique and a little different from many other agencies, especially when it comes to sports, but growing. And Chris, thanks for taking some time out and joining me this week.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rick. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you've worked on digital ad campaigns for a bunch of different companies, organizations, franchises, including you're based in Chicago, the Bulls and the Blackhawks. Give my audience a little introduction or a little information on the difference between paid social advertising and kind of the organic social advertising that we're maybe more familiar with.
Sure. So organic social, as we call it, is not what my agency does. But what organic social is all of the posting and just content creation that simply gets put on social media. For some companies, there's also a community management piece if their customers or clients are communicating with them. That was where social media all started in the early days of Facebook, Twitter, and some of the early social networks even before those. As Facebook in particular got big and powerful, they rolled out a very powerful ad platform. And so what we do is we are a digital ad agency. So we run a lot of Facebook and Instagram ads to drive a direct response. So we could talk about a bunch of different kinds of businesses, but here are sports, which is a lot of fun. And we're big sports people and very happy to have the sports clients we have. We're generally trying to sell a ticket to a Bulls game or a ticket to a Blackhawks game. We worked with the Chicago Cubs ownership for years. They opened an entertainment district outside of Wrigley Field, and we're driving a lot of people to different events and concerts and things that are going around that area. So paid social is simply an advertisement, whereas organic social is just putting a piece of content onto one of the networks.
Yeah, we're with Chris Madden, co-founder of Matchnode. No live events or really no ticketed, not many ticketed live sports going on right now. But Chris, is the goal with the paid social, is it to lead to organic social media posts? Is that kind of the thought? Or are you just trying to make the sale directly to the customer?
Generally, we're trying to make a sale directly to the customer. So as you can imagine, as the audience can imagine, that makes this time with, like you said, no live events or no fans at the vast majority of sports events quite a challenge for us. What's been interesting is we've seen, and quite a challenge for sports teams, of course, and their finances of having empty arenas and empty stadiums. What we've seen and the way we've been thinking through it is, of course, whether it's like the NBA bubble or Major League Baseball having games with no fans in it, or NHL as well having a couple bubble setups, we're observing and enjoying and doing some light participation in what's going on right now. For example, before the Blackhawks were eliminated, they were having a drive-in where you drive your car up into a big area and watch the game together on a big screen, socially distanced. So we would run advertising for that. We're seeing a lot of charitable efforts, you know, with everything that's going on in the world outside of the games that are being played or not. All of these organizations are deeply embedded in their communities, and their fans mean a lot to them, and their fans are struggling. So aside from offering just distraction, there's a lot of charitable work that's going on. So they might, the Blackhawks did a special run of t-shirts that they're selling out of their team store, and all the money's going to charity, or they might be matching charities for first responders, for people dealing with the pandemic. That kind of thing, to just help out the community and stay front and center, is a lot of what we're seeing right now. And then we also think about the way forward and what happens, you know, after this when arenas reopen. So very different context, but we're trying to think through both and be of service to our sports clients in both.
Yeah, Chris is the co-founder of Matchnode. We'll put all the links in the show notes. We appreciate him joining us as digital marketing is front and center, not only now, and then some of the challenges that professional sports franchises will face once they start packing or trying to pack stadiums and arenas again. What's the number one challenge you think they're going to face, Chris, with all your experience?
Well, I think it's just related where, you know, getting the commissioner or all the teams and ownership and players to agree that it's safe to reopen arenas for fans is one thing, but then I think making the fans, you know, all fans, or, you know, as a large percentage of fans as possible comfortable to come back into the arenas, and all those, you know, intimate moments we're used to having with a bunch of, you know, strangers at a sporting event, is just what are things that teams can put in place, and they're often digital, that are going to make people feel more comfortable. So we're seeing a couple of teams that we're talking to in the NBA rolling out new apps with a bunch of features that are promoting, you know, contactless and just like lessening the amount of time you're up and about and interacting with others. So contactless entry to the game when you're walking into the game with your ticket to not have to touch anything that you exchange with somebody else. These things were kind of happening already, but they're just accelerating like so many things we're seeing at this time. So another good example is getting concessions delivered to your seat from the same app rather than getting up and walking around. They bring the food right to your seat. Again, something that was already happening, but is now accelerating because of what this the new situation is going to be like in the arenas. And then at a much bigger level, and this is not digital in nature, but it's like very societal, the NBA, you know, maybe out of just human interest or maybe out of self-interest or both, they you know, backed a saliva test that could allow people to get back into arenas more quickly because, you know, they'd be verified, you know, healthy upon walking in the door. So there's a whole variety of things, but I would say that almost all of them are about making people feel comfortable that it's a safe environment that they can go enjoy and not have this like underlying stress and anxiety that unfortunately so many of us in the world are used to dealing with at the moment.
Yeah, the fans are not going to want to pay a premium to be stressed out heading to a live event. What's going to happen, what do you think, with ticket prices, Chris? Are the teams going to have to offer deals initially, welcome back deals, and then come back to, I mean, the levels we were getting to with ticket prices were getting pretty pricey. In a lot of instances, although there always seems to be a ticket level that's there for affordable for the casual fan. What are teams going to have to do to entice people back?
It's an excellent question, and I think it. I don't want to give you a cheap answer that it depends, but of course it's going to be a little bit different for each team. So, you know, what the New York Yankees had done in the past in their new stadium and how those tickets are priced is extremely different than I'm a Chicago White Sox fan, and they have like a family-friendly Sunday thing where it's very inexpensive. It might be a total of $40 for a family of four. You get a ticket to the game and a hot dog and a parking spot. So I would not be surprised to see certain teams get very aggressive on that front, particularly with season tickets. Season tickets, you know, are such an important part of a revenue base for a sports team. And there's just like this idea that whether it's court, and a lot of season tickets, of course, are bought by corporations, and a lot of corporations are tightening their belts. So I think that you're absolutely right that there's going to be a lot of promotions going on. But, you know, of course, teams are concerned about their pricing structure and the integrity of it, and they don't want to drop prices to the point where they can't increase them. But I think you're absolutely right that for certain leagues, I'd say the NBA for one, it just gets so expensive to go to a game. We were happy to get some tickets as part of our various deals with our clients because It just is very, very pricey to get in the door. And for a family of four, you know, and you're, if you're not a wealthy person, it becomes a really expensive night out. And, you know, especially now as we've been in our houses as much as we have, and we're all used to these digital streaming platforms, and the experience of watching in your house can be in some ways better depending on the sport. But of course, people also are going to want to go out. So hopefully there'll be a happy medium there on the prices for each team, and fans will want to pay a price, you know, that the teams need to get people in the door, because, you know, of course, all the teams' finances are totally upside down as well.
Yeah, I hope they're smart enough to realize that. I think we'll be okay in that. But there's going to be a learning education involved. Wrapping up with Chris Madden, co-founder of MatchNode, and doing a great job. And Chris, where do you envision? I know it's hard to predict what's going to be happening tomorrow. I was asked, what do you envision for MatchNode in the next 5-10 years?
Oh, good question. Yeah, we are a very iterative agency in the work that we do in our ads. So in some ways, we run our business in the same way. But what we do is very good for companies that have, you know, consumers as customers rather than other businesses. So we're going to get as many sports franchises as we can. That is a big focus of ours going forward. Coming out of this pandemic time, we are, we think, well positioned to help teams deal with these challenges. And then we have other classes of clients, like you kind of mentioned at the intro, other types of businesses like banks and insurance companies that aren't quite as exciting as sports, but help us pay the bills so we can handle these fun clients like the Bulls and the Blackhawks and others. So we're looking to be that sports agency that understands what the fan wants, that understands the arena experience, that understands ticketing, and it brings everybody together in you know, these fun environments that we all miss, or that I personally miss.
Yeah, we all do miss it. We hope it comes back soon. And thanks to companies like yours, we'll be well informed and hopefully safer is the key word when we all start returning to more normal times. So, Chris, appreciate you coming on. You're doing a great job. Like I said, we'll put all the links to what you're doing in the show notes here. And hope to talk to you soon. And continued good health and good luck.
Thank you so much, Rick. Really appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Appreciate what you do here on the podcast, and thanks to your audience for listening as well.
Great having you on, and we'll be watching, and talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.